A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead, and of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that as Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
For the word of the Lord is faithful, and the works of God are true.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
For the Lord loves justice and righteousness. God fills the earth with love.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
By God's word, the heavens sped over us. By the breath of God's mouth, all the stars.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
Let us sing to the Lord a new melody. Let us sing with our hearts and our minds.
Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you.
A reading from the letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
Make our hearts
spirits burn while you speak.
Alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, and he asked them, "Have you had anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. And he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. So, there is a word that was both in the first reading, which was from the Acts of the Apostles, and the New Testament, the Gospels. Anybody know what that word was we're going to focus on? Witness. Very good. Ed, you have redeemed yourself from the other day. Anyway, witness is very important about what we are called to do and what we're called to be. Now, to be a witness means to be a martyr. It's from the same word. But we got to make sure that we are witnesses of the resurrection we talked about during the week, but we got to be witnesses to Jesus. Now, I talked about this in one of my reels, and it talked about, we must be witnesses of the resurrection. Huh? And so someone sat there and says, "Father, you know, I left the Catholic Church for a while because all the years when there was always Protestants that witnessed to Jesus, and never once did I have a Catholic tell me about Jesus. And it broke my heart." But it's so, so true. We must become witnesses. It's not a me and Jesus thing. It's not me and my faith thing. It's not a private thing. It's a personal thing. But it is not a private thing. Especially, you know, now that we're going to be united with another two parishes. We're going to be united now with Sacred Heart, and we're going to be united with St. Paul's. And again, this is a great blessing. Why is it a blessing? Because now we get to touch more people than we've ever touched before. Being a follower of Jesus isn't just about, I have my own little parish, and look how good we are, and we're a very nice parish, you know. It's about witnessing to the world about Jesus Christ. So now we can touch even more people. God willing, if I'm the guy who's going to be here, and I should be, but we don't know that officially yet. But what will happen is I want to go and start processions. You know, it's only a mile between all three parishes. And we start processing and praying for all the area. Think of all the people in this area who do not know Jesus. Do we just sit there and say, "Oh, that's nice, you can go to hell"? Or do we sit there and do everything in our power to bring everyone in our territory into an intimacy with Jesus Christ. It's called to get beyond ourselves, huh? So when you go to the second reading, it calls us to repent. Well, what do we got to repent from, huh? And everybody sits there and they want to repent from their sexual sins, which you must, and for, you know, gossip and all those things, which you must. But ultimately, repentance is about doing it our way. We in America have taken Christianity and made it something horrendous. We have made it about doing it our way and God doing it our way. And God is our God and we are a Christian nation and this is the way things are and we must do it. And if you don't like it, you can get the heck out. Does that have anything to do with Christianity? No, absolutely not. We are called to invite everyone into an intimacy with Jesus Christ. That is our call. So the first thing you and I got to repent of is doing it our way. Christianity my way, Catholicism my way. This is the way I was brought up. This is the way my family taught me. Well, if it's not God's way, you and I need to repent. And so one of the ways you can find out whether you're doing God's will is, do you ever share with others Jesus? Or is it just about you and Jesus? Because if it's just about you and Jesus, you and I got to repent. Because one of the things, think about it, when you and I stand before God on Judgment Day, is he's going to ask us, so where are your brothers and sisters? And you're going to say, I it was hard enough for me to get here, Jesus. Well, that's the wrong answer. We must be bringing, can you imagine on the Day of Judgment, after you and I hear Jesus say, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And you and I are all excited and we start walking into the kingdom of heaven. And then we hear Jesus say, get out of my sight into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And we turn around to get a look at who these people are. And we see that they were our neighbors. They were members of our family. They were the people that lived next door, people that lived in our neighborhood. And they'll look at you and say, how come you never told me? How come you told me bad jokes? You gossiped with me? You talked to me about your politics? You told me who to vote for and who not to vote for? But you never told me about Jesus. How will you feel that day as you and I walk into the eternal kingdom of heaven and they go to hell and it was your fault because you never shared with them, you never witnessed to them about the person of Jesus Christ? There are people dying all around us, and we got to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to bring them to the kingdom of heaven. And so we become a witness. So again, what does that look like? First, we repent of our sins. We repent of doing it our way, period. I have one purpose in life, to do God's holy will, period, comma, end of all paragraphs. So, and what does that look like? Well, in the second reading, he talks this. Those who say that they... I'm writing you to keep you from sin. But if anyone does sin, we have someone who's paid for us. So the first thing you got to do is when we're witnessing, and that means telling what God has done for us, not what we have done for God. First of all, we say that Jesus died for my sins. And he died for your sins. If you'll receive him, that's much different than condemning people in sin. Right? If you and I think that God condemns us always in our sin and we're always focused on our sin, then that's not of God. Jesus paid for our sins. So we need to proclaim that in my own life, that Jesus set me free from my slavery to sin. If you're free, if not, we'll have to talk about that another time. And then to share with others that Jesus died to set you free from your slavery. People will be attracted to that. They will not be attracted. You have to do this or you'll go to hell forever. Trust me, they'll think of you as a nutcase, and truly so. So do we share with them what Jesus has done for us? He set me free from my sin. And then what Jesus can do for them? He'll set you free from your slavery. That's called witness. If you noticed in the gospel that the two people along the road to Emmaus, they came back and they witness to the other apostles what God, the two recounted, told others about what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Can anyone here say that Jesus has been known to us in the breaking of the bread? Yes. Didn't sound very convincing out there. How is Jesus made known to us in the breaking of the bread? Today at Mass. Will you recognize Jesus? Maybe I will go somewhere else because it hasn't been working here. Yes, we have been received by the body of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have come to recognize him. If you haven't come to recognize him, you have wasted your time here at this church. Jesus is alive in the Eucharist. You got to start telling people that. Instead of like, yes, 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 yes. Please. No wonder people aren't coming to Jesus Christ because we're not telling them about Jesus Christ because we don't even know him ourselves half the time. So, you and I got to repent and tell others how Jesus has set us free. We got to tell others how we have come to recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread at Mass. And then it says in the second reading that the way we can be sure that we know him, and so this is part of our witness, is to keep his commandments. We talked about this last week. What are the commandments of Jesus? Love one another. So, if you and I say, Jesus has set me free from my sins, I have recognized him in the breaking of the bread, and you can too, but I don't like people, that's not a witness. In fact, we witness to everything else except for God. If we are his followers, we must be the most loving people, period. And if we're loving people in our own personalities, if we're truly loving them, then they will come to Jesus. So, today the call of God is that we're called to be witnesses. And that means we got to tell other people about Jesus. We can't keep them to ourselves. We got to repent, stop doing it our way. And so for a lot of you, doing it your way is keeping your mouth shut when it comes to Jesus Christ, right? It's time to repent. And now start witnessing. You are the witnesses. You are the witnesses. You are the witnesses. Talk about how Jesus has set you free from your sin. Invite them into being set free from their sin. Talk about how you've recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. And Jesus Christ is in our church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the Blessed Sacrament. And we pray with him all the time. Only church in the Diocese of Erie that spends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with our God. We have a lot to be witnesses to. And then we love each other. And if we do that, these three parishes are going to explode. It's just the beginning of what God is calling us to do if we become witnesses. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our